Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five Tolos on hold at this very moment. I don't know if something's in the air today, but the phone lines are stacked. We've got a few spots open at 844-326-3663, and I mean the waiting room is full. People are itching to get in. It's hour number three. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. It's the Tolo Takeover, your opportunity to call the show, sound off on anything sports-related, not sports-related. It doesn't matter. Right now's your segment. And a caveat, a little extra bonus points on this Thursday. If you do call the show, when we put you on the air, if you think you're an NFL logo expert, let me know. I have a question for you. If you're not, it's okay. I won't ask you, but the Tolo Takeover begins now. And let's start it off. T-Experience, 844, fan phone. What's up, T-Experience, man? How are you?
Pretty good. How y'all doing today?
Good.
All right.
What you got?
Calling back, I want to recant that last statement from a few weeks back about my Florida Gators. Hey, I know y'all can change the record, so don't write me down for what I said previously.
Oh, yeah. When you called last week, right?
It's been a couple of weeks.
That's so right.
What did you have them going, T-Experience? Well, let's remind the audience. What did you say?
See, what had happened was I don't drink. I don't eat meat. So I was perfectly sane, but I was out of my mind, if you follow. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going 7-5. I'm changing it. I don't care what y'all wrote down. I'm going 7-5.
Do you remember what you told us last time you called in?
9-3.
I think it was 9-3.
Yeah, it was.
9-3. Now he's changing it to 7-5. This is your last chance, T-Experience. If you want to go ahead and make it, you know, if you want to make it 5-7, you can do it now. Last chance.
6-6.
So you're
fine. I'm not a Billy Napier fan. I like what he did in Louisiana, but this is the University of Florida. Come on, man. No. Get him out of here.
All right, your final answer. Florida season record. What's your final answer?
6-6.
God. Is he fired at 6-6? He's fired, right?
Gotta be.
Yeah, I think so. It's 6-6, I'm pretty sure he is.
Hit the bricks, Buster. Thanks for the call, man.
My logo question.
What is it? Say it again.
Ready for my logo question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, he's ready.
All right. So here's the logo question. I am going to allow UT Experience to answer the question, but you can only give one answer, one team, okay? So here's the question. Right now we have six Tolos on hold. T Experience, T.A. and Gaffney, Dewey, Dan B., Delvin, and Dell, all on hold.
What's with the D names?
I know. The question is... T-Experience, there are three NFL teams who have never changed their logo. If you are on hold, don't research it. Can you name one of the three NFL teams, T-Experience, who have never changed their logo?
Never changed their logos. Cleveland Browns?
No, you'd be wrong.
The Browns have changed.
I'm going to give you one more shot, and then we're going to the next caller. One more guess.
Let's go with me. Bills did an update. Let's go with the Raiders.
Bingo! There you go. You got one. You've got one of them. Congratulations. Thanks for the call, as always, T-Experience. He got one. So that leaves
it?
Two teams.
Two. I think I know one of them.
They've never changed their logo in the NFL.
I think I know one.
Tolo,
I mean,
Takeover.
Like, you're talking at all.
Yeah.
No changes at all.
Yeah. It's what it's what you're getting off the internet now. Like, I didn't write this article, so don't hate me for it. Let's go to T.A. and Gaffney. Tolo, Takeover. What's up, T.A.?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to go with Titletown, USA, and say the Green Bay Packers. They've been around so long. Ooh. I'm going to say Green Bay.
It's a good guess, but you'd be wrong on that.
Oh, man. All right.
One more. Give me one more. Give me one more,
T.A. Okay.
One more.
Okay. I'm thinking old, but then they do change old stuff. I'm thinking up in the northeast, Philadelphia Eagles.
Wrong.
Okay.
One is the Raiders. We'll tell you. It's tough. That's why I wanted to bring it to you. We'll tell you, obviously. We'll let the other Tolos guess. Anything else for us, T.A.?
Yeah, just real quick, what did the Raiders used to be? I don't remember another logo.
No, this is it. This is the
they've never changed it.
It's the three teams that have never changed it. That's right.
I got
three
God,
that have never changed
my mind
it.
And this,
no, you're good.
This means they've only ever used one logo.
Yeah.
No, like, alternate logos. No, nothing like that. So.
The Michigan Wolverine. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. I'll call you guys back tomorrow. And
thanks,
man. I might have some news for you.
Hey, T.A., have you gotten us your upset pick yet?
I think he...
You might have. I'm just asking. I'm just making sure while we got you on the line.
Just give me 2 seconds in the upset pick in the first week of college. I didn't hear the
upset picks challenge. I thought I saw your text come through yesterday. Maybe not, but basically, first week, there's 5 games this week. Upset picks challenge. It's every week. You're picking one team that's the underdog to outright win the game. If it hits, that's how many points you get.
Okay.
If you want to think about it in Texas back, you can.
Well, I'll ask you one thing. Is they're probably not, but is Carolina or Tennessee an underdog?
Well, this is just this weekend.
This is week zero.
So you'll only have 5 games to choose from. You can look at the slate, though, and get back to us.
Sorry to mess that thing up.
No, you're good.
I'm sorry.
Thanks,
T.A.
Thanks, T.A.
Appreciate you. All right, let's go to Dewey, who's next in the Tolo Takeover. What's up, Dewey?
Yes, I got a couple of complaints.
Okay.
Well, first of all, we'll make this quick about the first complaint. I went to a food establishment yesterday. I think I mentioned this on the stream thing, but their food was terrible. The food was cold, and they had roaches crawling on the floor. I went to complain to the manager and his little underling, and they wanted to get all bent out of shape about it, get disrespectful with me. So I got disrespectful back. I'm not paying $45 for cold food and watch little bugs crawl around the establishment.
Was there really bugs, Dewey? Was there really bugs?
It was bugs. It was roaches. There was always 3 roaches.
I think Dewey feels bugs crawling on his skin that aren't really there.
Hey, tell us, how'd the conversation go?
No, I politely said, hey, my food was cold, and look, you got 3 little bugs right there. I killed them. It was the 1, 2, 3, they were dead. He just looked at me, and he's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I was like, well, you can give me free food, first of all, and second of all, you need to clean your establishment up. And we just went back and forth, and finally he said something disrespectful to me, and I pushed him. And then he kicked me out of the place and threatened to call the police. That was terrible.
And what establishment was this, Dewey?
I don't know. That's a good idea. Dewey, are you going
to
go?
Call the exterminator on them. D-Heck.
Are you going to go back?
No, they're terrible. I don't think I'm allowed back either.
Thanks, Dewey.
But anyways, my second complaint.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is a big one. We got to do better on social media, people. First of all, we got to stop believing everything you see on social media. There's stuff about earthquakes, volcanoes, Bigfoot, aliens. It's not real, people. The government's not out to get us, even though we believe that. And the government's not out to get us. There's no chemtrails. The crop circles are not real. Bigfoot's not real. The Loch Ness Monster's not real. TikTok is fake. And another thing, and this actually came from the Greenville County Sheriff's Department. When you're, and I know the first day of school's already done passed, but if you got a little child going to school for the first day, quit posting their pictures on social media and quit posting about what class they're in, what school they go to, what their nickname is, and how old they are, because you're asking for trouble and you're letting them be seeing them on America's Most Wanted being abducted. Gosh. Oh,
thanks, Dewey. What did he have to
Good
drink today?
Lord.
What just happened? I don't even know, we just need to go to break, don't we? Go to commercial?
Let's see. Who is it?
Woo!
Eric Hines says, "Fly, Eagles, fly." He says, you're wrong, Cole. Your information is wrong. The Raiders
telling me my
have changed
wrong?
Their logo.
You're
they changed
me?
It in the 60s, which I, to check up on him, I Googled it. And yeah, Cole, there's like five different Raiders logos.
Well, this one I'm reading says that they haven't changed it.
Now, they've always had the Raider in the middle, the guy wearing the eye patch. But the problem is, originally, his helmet was black, and it was black from 1960 and 1963. And then they shrunk the head and the crossed sabers inside of the shield, and they changed his hat from black to mostly silver with a black stripe. So they have changed the Raiders logo.
So you're telling me this article I'm reading is no good?
Liars!
You're no good. Now, let's see. Let's this logo history website, and I'm what I need to report them. I guess, is that right? Report them for false information.
Go get them. Sick Dewey on them.
Let's get Dan B in on the Tolo takeover. What's up, Dan B?
Hey guys! Wow, there's just so much stuff packed
for. Good luck following that, Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I get that your article may be defunct at this point already, but I was originally going to say the Giants, but don't answer on that one. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
They have changed theirs. Yeah.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. In the 18 years they've been a team, they've already changed it?
Well, I'm just going off of this article. Yes, they have. I'm looking at 1995 to 2012. There have been some slight changes. Now, again, not anything dramatic, but there have been some changes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, moving on. I don't know who peed in Dewey's Wheaties today, but
no
that
kidding.
Happened. glad to hear Delvin's on the line. That's awesome. I was going to mention him.
But yeah.
We still need Harold. We need to get a ping on Harold. And then that one pick, D, if you'll take a look, I'll just say it out loud. Mason Brew, he picked the wrong week.
Mason Brew. We copy and paste these as they come in live.
Diesel copies and paste them.
I copy and paste them as they come in live. So if it's incorrect, that's on him. Mason Brew, you hear that?
Yeah,
Mason Brew, get your correct picking. Hey Dan, where are we at on number of entries compared to last year in the first week? Are we close or no?
We're close. Yep, we're at 60.
What do we need to break last year's first week?
Be 65. So.
Oh,
how about that?
We're almost there. We're going to get it.
Me and Jess haven't picked, so there's two more right there. And we got Delvin on the line, so there's three. So
Jess
I feel
hasn't
like
picked yet.
Him and Jess. Let me ask you this. You said we need to get to 65 to match last year's first week. Is that
week
right? Week zero?
That is correct.
So let's do this. We've got today and tomorrow. Let's set a goal for, let's go 80.
I think we can hit 85.
85, 90? I think we get 90.
I think last year, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, the most number of picks we ever had in a week was probably somewhere around like 115,
screw
120,
it
right?
No. Screw it. Let's go 100.
Probably somewhere in that. Yeah, it's definitely been over 100.
Let's get 100 this week.
By the end of the season or around weeks, 12, 13, 14, We were easily 100 a week.
Let's get 100 right now this week. So we need 40 more this week.
40 more.
In 2 days. Is that possible? Is that feasible? Like, look, there's way more than 40 people listening right now that probably hadn't played.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That hadn't participated in the Upset Picks Challenge. So here we go, Dan. Let's get them a charge. Fire them up. If you've never played before, we need 40 more. Let's get to 100 in the first. That would be outstanding in the first week. You text the show, 844-326-3663 with your name, your game, and the spread. Mm-hmm. Let's get 40 more.
There's heavy hitters that haven't hit yet. Amazon guy, J.C. Greer, Coffee, Bull.
Yeah, get your wives to play too, by the way. That's a good message from Shane.
Roger Carper, Tiger Pal Rachel.
Mm.
Come on, guys. We're Wesley Roberts, Kevin Bug.
Dan B's calling him out. God. I love it, Dan. Call him out.
We've only spent the last month telling everybody that we're doing week zero and week one, just like we did last year. We did the same thing last year.
Let's get 100. Let's get 40. Yeah. Tyler R. just got his in and easily. Let's do
Shane
it.
Shane Connick might be a celeb, right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Notre Dame Nate, where you at?
Oh, man. Thanks for the call, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate you, man. All right, let's go to one more pick coming in right now. It's long lost Delvin. What's up, Delvin? We've been looking for you, man. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I ain't got no pick this week. I was going to do week one this week, man.
What do you mean? You want to leave possible points on the board, Delvin?
Yeah, because I'm down to two. In state rivalries next week, I'm trying to decide from.
Yeah, but there's five games this week.
Yeah, these are two separate weeks, Delvin. These are two separate weeks, so you can pick both weeks.
I don't got nothing this week, though. I want to pay attention. It's week zero. I want to pay attention to the game this week.
So you're not going to pick.
Well, you got 24 hours.
Because I was all focused on week one.
Yeah, you got 24 hours to figure it out, Delvin. You can call back
tomorrow.
Yeah,
if you change your mind, let us know.
Yeah, if I give up. If I don't pick them tomorrow, I'll probably get it next Wednesday. Call it in for y'all with my pick because I'm down to two picks. But you were talking about Coach Gruden and stuff like that. Everybody saying that. I'm going to say Tennessee because Tennessee tried to get them years ago. You remember? They're going to fire Josh Hopper when he goes 10-3 so they can get John Gruden. Because they've been trying to get John Gruden forever.
Fire him when they go 10-3.
To get Gruden. Oh my God.
If he do go somewhere, it probably Florida. Bill Napier don't have a good season. It probably Florida. But, You talking about logos? I'm trying to think. Do it count with the helmet? The helmet don't got to change. If the helmet changed right?
I think it's just
the main logo that's on the helmet. You see it on T-shirts and hats and all that stuff.
I'm trying to. I don't know if it's right. I'm going to Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, they have changed. Unfortunately,
they have changed
just a little bit though. Just a little bit. They've only tweaked it. Again, not major changes.
Oh. How about the Jaguars?
Let's see.
That's going to be one of my guesses. The Jaguars, because I know the Panthers have made some slight changes, and they've also introduced some alternate logos. You know, like the all blue flat logo.
That's why I said I won't pick the Panthers in front because they did alternate.
Yeah, Jags have changed theirs. Yeah, Jags have.
Dang, man.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Delvin.
I'm gonna think about it. If I don't get it tomorrow. I'll get it next Wednesday for y'all. It's still next Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday is week one, but right now is week zero. So if you change your mind, pray about it and get back to us.
Yeah. Four o'clock, right?
4 o'clock Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if I don't get it tomorrow, I'll probably get it next week for you guys. But, man, this is hard. This is a good question, Bryce, man. These cold, man, these Sorry about that.
You're good.
These logos. I'm thinking right now. I'm not looking at nothing. I'm just thinking right now. I'm trying to think in my head of all the logos. Which one haven't changed? That's hard. Whoever get it, y'all good, man.
Appreciate you, Delvin.
Thanks, Delvin.
So he said the Jaguars. Have the Jaguars changed their logo?
They have, yeah. So you said the Raiders have, so that only leaves one. Then.
I was thinking the 49ers. They've been that red oval with the SF in the middle for a long, 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 long time.
No, they changed it.
What?
Yeah. We'll keep it going. Let's 49ers. Go to Dale, the last one for now on the Tolo Takeover. What's up, Dale? How are you?
And what's good, gentle people?
Hey.
Hey, so with the logo, I haven't liked the Steelers since 95 when they lost to the Cowboys, so I'm going to guess Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh had the
what?
They have. Yep.
I can only picture one.
That's right. That's the only one I can think of.
So here's what I'm reading. This is what's interesting about this.
This is an impossible question.
This
it's
team.
A fraudulent question.
So this team. So here's where I got this. Okay, this team moved. All right. So
it can't
here's
be the Titans.
No. Let me play the audio for you. Okay. They were interviewing Pat McAfee and others about this because Diesel debunked the who was it? The Raiders.
Raiders.
They did
yes.
change theirs.
Raiders
all right.
Changed.
So let's listen to this audio.
Cleveland Browns?
Incorrect.
We're in New Orleans. I'm going to say the Saints.
No.
Chiefs?
No.
Steelers?
Incorrect.
First off, let me go through the NFC East.
No, that's a waste of time.
Okay, I'm going to move to the South.
The Dallas Cowboys?
It's a really good guess. They slightly changed the color. If you get this right, I'll give you a crisp.
Plus, they've had like eight stars.
Bears?
Nope. The Patriots? Nope.
Seahawks? No, I don't like them. Rams? Of course not. Niners? I'm going to put a pause on them.
Packers. No.
Bro, you told me to leave the East, man.
Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's a good guess. No, they slightly changed it.
Okay, it's not the Oilers because they were the Texans and the Oilers, so it can't be them.
Well, our research was the Texans.
The Texans.
But they were the Oilers.
The Texans were the Oilers.
Oh,
so
that's cheating.
So since they were the Texans.
God.
Since they were the Texans.
Hey,
how about that?
Dale, have you ever seen My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, those youths.
Yeah, the Utes. This is Marissa Tomei saying it's a BS question. You know what I mean?
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
I know, right? We could spend the next hour of the show talking about that.
Well, you ain't lied about that. But anyway, take over time. Let's do that.
All right, let's go.
Anybody else got a itching for a fantasy football draft?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing ours.
I opened up my league 3 months ago, and I've had the counter going from like 98 days, and I've only got 8 days left. Well, woo, let's go.
Dale, are you in our league yet?
No, I would love to get an invite, though.
We've already got one full. So right now, I'm glad you brought that up because there's a lot of people interacting right now. We did this, Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
One league's already full. Dale, if you or any other Tolos out there want to join the Fantasy Football Wire-to-Wire League, text the show with your, 844-326-3663, and say you want to join the league. I'll send you back a link to join. One league's already full. We've got one more league. If we have to open three, we can. But let's get L2, which is League 2, full. Let's see. Right now, let me check and see how many players are in this league. We have two. Again, one's already full. We've got three in this one in L2. So we have
okay. We
have four, actually. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 spots open. Right now, 8 spots open. If you want in, text the show at 844-326-3663.
So this is a 12-team league then,
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
And this is standard PPR?
Yes.
Is it snake draft?
Yes, snake.
When will the draft selection be made?
We'll do draft next week sometime.
Yeah, but I mean like the draft order. Is it all random?
Random, yeah.
It's all gosh, okay. You guys make it fun.
Text the show,
yeah,
Dale.
I will send you a text.
Do it, baby. Do it. Let's see it.
Let's go.
Thanks, Dale. Dale, by the way, Shane Barrett wants to know if you two can be friends.
Sure, I got lots of friends.
He's got room. He's got room for another friend. Congratulations,
gosh.
Shane Barrett. Y'all can find each other on social
media. Thanks, Dale. For now, I believe this is the last caller in the Tolo Takeover. We're going over a little long. Tom in Somerville makes caller number 8 in this very segment.
How about that? So that's got to be a record.
They're piling them on today. By the way, Tolos, if you want in on the Fantasy Football League, text the show. I'll send you the invite right now. Tom in Somerville, what's up, man?
Yeah, what is the SEC doing? Why are we going to non-conference games? This is the stupidest thing the SEC has ever done. This is the stupidest thing the SEC has ever done. They're bowing down to the Big Ten for no reason. There's no reason to go to 9 conference games. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. And they're bowing down to the Big Ten. This is the stupidest thing Greg Sankey has ever done, and he deserves to be fired.
So, in case you missed it.
So, you don't like it?
Breaking news.
Absolutely not, Diesel.
Number one, Tom doesn't like it. Number two, it happened during the Tolo Takeover. Tom just made it official on the Fan Upstate. They did. The SEC confirmed they are going to 9 conference games. And that probably, Tom, in your mind, would put some rivalry games in question, right?
No, so the ACC is going to follow suit. It's coming any minute now. You know, the SEC is still requiring to play one Power 5 team out of conference, which is the right thing to do. But, you know, South Carolina's already confirmed Miami and Clemson in the non-conference next year. But here's the thing. You know, now that everybody's at 9, just go to 13 regular season games. Go to 13. Everybody has 4. Now, here's the kicker. You still play 12 official games, but that 13th game is your FCS game in the preseason. Do not schedule any more FCS games in the regular season. Now that we're all at 9 games, you play one Power 4 non-conference game. You play 2 G5s. If you want to play 2 Power 4s, go for it. But the FCS game, play it the first week of August. It doesn't count. Everybody's on the same playing field, and you move on. But moving to 9 conference games is the worst thing the SEC has ever done.
Tom, you're the man. Appreciate you.
Go Gamecock.
All right, let's see if we can actually get him on the line, Diesel, real quick. We can fit.
You got to do it quick.
Rick and Greer in here because every other time he calls, he hangs up. Rick, what's up, man? It's been 10 months since we've heard from you.
I've been in a Mexican jail for the past 6 months.
Dear God. Mexican jail.
Which gang did you join?
No, I didn't join a gang. I went down and went to Cabo San Lucas about 6.5 months ago. And
we've seen you in the last 6.5 months. Tom.
No,
thank
you
God,
haven't.
Rick.
No, you haven't seen me.
Who is that? Your twin
months.
Brother Nick?
It's Dick.
Oh, God.
So, what's on your mind, Rick?
Is Dewey crazy? Is hollering in the?
Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
He's hollering and screaming. Come on, Dewey. Come on.
Are you going to get an upset picks in, Rick?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm going to turn in by way of Texas.
That'll be good.
All right.
Thank you.
What interstate are you standing at? Are you hitchhiking right now? Where are you, Rick? We got a lot of road noise.
I am driving up Highway 29. I just got through it today with work. And I'm tired, and I'm going to go home. I'm going to go eat me a hot dog and go home.
Wow. Sounds riveting. Thanks, Rick.
Great night.
Thanks,
Rick.
We need like a 3-hour break after that. I mean, that was epic right there.
I feel like I need to go take a shower.
I don't know
after
what
that.
Just happened in that last 25 minutes.
We'll do a little reset when we come back, Cole. I'll hit you with some audio. Good old-fashioned audio blitz next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.